Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joey J. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joey J. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rose. The throw from Gonder and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Elliott moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is hit by the pitch. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joey Jay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisco covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Hunt trying to get to third. Pinson throws the ball into Boros, who tags Hunt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J is 0 for 1 in the game. J hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros bunts towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Cardenas moves to second. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J is 0-for-2 in the game. J strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rose bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-2 in the game. Cisco strikes out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Steve Boros. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Hal Smith. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Gonder and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is walked intentionally. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J is 0-for-3 in the game. J strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing third base. Johnny Edwards now catching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Altman reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.